More than 10% of Knox College's students come from outside the United States. The annual international fair gives them a chance to share their homeland with the community they currently call home.
Bonjour, je représente la France aujourd'hui et je m'appelle Jason.
Students offered greetings in their native language as visitors filled the Ford Center for Fine Arts. They also showed off their native cuisines, one of the highlights of the annual event. Deandra Sumardi says serving food is like sharing a part of herself.
We just grow up with it, and it's a big part of our life. And to share this with the Knox community is really special for me.
Sumardi is from Indonesia. She is part of the Asian Student Association, which served spicy chicken curry. Other favorites included Japanese pancakes, German bread, and Mexican horchata. The festivities also featured a parade of flags. Knox senior Armor Whistler carried the flag for Switzerland.
I'm the only Swiss person on campus, so I'm really glad that I was able to do it my 4 years here, knowing that I might be the last one in a long time.
Table displays provided information about traditions and cultures. Topa Bakara of Nigeria helped run a table about the music and dances of various African countries. Bakara says events like this can break misconceptions and stereotypes.
The whole point of it is like to show them the Africa like you never see on TV, like a whole different Africa, like the modern kind, not the old one that you see on TV.
The table for Japan allowed visitors to make origami. The Vietnam table introduced people to a dragonfly toy that balances on your finger. The college says its students come from more than 50 countries, and each nation had a story to tell and some culture to share during the international fair. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.